Co-op offers $100,000 matching gift to Cancer Foundation. Peninsula Co-op has announced a $100,000 matching gift to the BC Cancer Foundation for its ongoing campaign to support the BC Cancer Victoria Ernie and Ivan Yakimovich Integrated Care and Research Pavilion. The pavilion is at 2340 Richmond Road in the former Canadian National Institute for the Blind building, across the street from the local BC Cancer Agency Centre and Royal Jubilee Hospital precinct. The 12,000-square-foot pavilion, scheduled to open in the spring of 2025, will provide space for supportive care programs, patient and family counseling, and a portion of the clinical trials unit, with the latter freeing up space in the main center for patient care. The foundation needs less than $1 million to reach its goal of raising $11.3 million to fully fund the purchase and renovation of the pavilion. The matching gift effort started November 22 and runs through Friday, with Peninsula Co-op to match donations up to $100,000. We are honored to support the BC Cancer Foundation's campaign to bring this integrated care and research pavilion to life, said Lindsay Godet, the co-op's director of marketing and community relations. This matching gift reflects our shared commitment to improving the lives of those affected by cancer on Vancouver Island. William Litchfield, executive director for the Foundation on Vancouver Island, said the co-op is giving the public a chance to make a transformative impact on the campaign. Every dollar raised brings us closer to establishing a dedicated space for supportive care services that will profoundly improve the care journey for thousands of local patients and their families each year. Donate at bccancerfoundation.com/y-give/peninsula-co-op.royalbaysecondary students. Collect for Food Bank. Students at Royal Bay Secondary will be hitting the streets of Colwood this week to collect donated food for the Goldstream Food Bank. The goal of the 10,000 Tonight Food Drive, which began in 2009 at Belmont Secondary and also involves Edward Milne Community School, is to collect at least 10,000 food items in one night. On Wednesday, Royal Bay students will go door-to-door from 5 to 9 p.m. in Colwood, gathering non-perishable food items and monetary donations. Our student leaders work extremely hard to organize this event, and we are always amazed at how both our school and local community are able to provide their generous support, year after year without fail, said Royal Bay teacher Jocelyn Richards, noting the holiday season is a difficult time for many individuals and families in the West Shore and Souk communities. 10,000 Tonight is not only a fantastic way for students and community members to build a shared sense of identity, but it is also an essential way to give back to the community. Food donations can be left at the doorstep for pickup if people won't be at home. Any checks should be made payable to the Goldstream Food Bank Society or School District No. 62. Edward Milne Community School students will kick off their effort at the Souk Santa Parade next Sunday, December 8th. Then we'll have a presence at Souk storefronts for donations from December 9th-15. Their door-to-door canvassing in the Souk area, called the 10,000 Tonight Winter Warmer, is set for December 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Belmont students already had a food bank collection event in October. 6 receive awards for maritime achievements. 6 people have been honored with the Lieutenant Governor's Award for Maritime Achievement, a collaboration between the Government House Foundation and the Maritime Museum of BC. The award, first given last year, recognizes individuals and organizations that have contributed to BC's maritime interests in such areas as technology, business, applications of maritime skills, and nautical heritage and culture. Given the scale of our province's coastline, tremendous rivers and bountiful lakes, and the influence these have had on BC's history, it is important to recognize those who continue to shape our maritime experiences and trades, said Lieutenant Gov. Janet Austin. The awards went to the following: Shipwright and Wooden Boat Building Expert Brent Jesperson, Author and Restorer of Fish Species Billy Proctor of Echo Bay in the Central Coast, 30-year Royal Canadian Navy Marine Engineer Captain Alex Rubin, founder of such organizations as the Association of BC Marine Industries, Dr. Marianne Scott, a writer on marine topics and a contributor for decades to Pacific Yachting Magazine, Graham Scholes, a Mokahonga, traditional Japanese woodblock print artist known for his series of prints of BC lighthouses, Scotty Manufacturing Limited, Founded in Victoria in 1952 by Blaney and Almeida Scott, which exports fishing, outdoor and firefighting products made at its Sydney manufacturing facility. CHEK's Christmas Drive Friday at King's Headquarters. CHEK TV's annual Christmas drive-through is being held Friday from 5 to 7pm at its headquarters at 780 King's Road, the West Shore Parks and Recreation Centre at 1767 Island Highway and Nanaimo's Steve Marshall Ford at 3851 Shenton Road. New, unwrapped toys and cash donations will be collected for the Salvation Army, with drive-through donors having a chance to be featured live on television. Last year's event brought in more than $70,000 and 3,000 toys. People can also call in donations to an accompanying live telethon Friday at 1-877-255-4445 or drop off contributions at one of the sites. Mounties to cram cruisers with food for a cause. Souk RCMP are getting into the spirit of the season with a Cram the Cruiser event. The public is invited to help stuff a police cruiser with food items for the Souk Food Bank on Wednesday from 2 to 7pm at the Village Food Market, located at 6661 Souk Road. Nanaimo RCMP will follow suit on Saturday from 11am to 4pm with a Cram the Cruiser event of their own in front of Country Grocer at 1800 Dufferin Crescent. Donated food will go to the Loaves and Fishes Community Food Bank. It is easy to forget that many in our community face financial hardships, especially during the holiday season, said Reserve Const. Gary O'Brien. Taking a few minutes from your day to donate food items can have a significant impact on those who are struggling just to get by. BC. Transit is following the same them with its annual Stuff the Bus event from 9am to 3pm Saturday at the Save on Foods at Tillicum Centre. The object is fill a double-decker bus with food, toys and clothing for the Mustard Seed and the Salvation Army. Shelburne Kitchens campaign all about families. The Shelburne Community Kitchen's third annual Donate and Double Your Impact holiday campaign begins today and runs through DEC 31, with a goal of providing food for more than 1,600 individuals and families, and also adding special holiday touches to what they give out. Close to 700 children will be among those helped. The Community Kitchen is a 12-year-old neighborhood food center with two gardens that provide most of their produce from May to September, and a pantry program where people can select their own food items. It also runs cooking and food skills programs. Executive Director Kim Cummins said the holidays are the kitchen's most crucial fundraising period. We are deeply grateful to the donors who made this matching campaign possible, Cummins said. This is a fantastic opportunity to help make the season bright, as donors can maximize their impact and stretch their charitable giving even further. The rising cost of food and housing has created a growing need for support, the group says. Past board chair Clarice Dillman said more seniors and students are turning to the community kitchen for help for the first time. It's heartbreaking to witness a senior reaching out for assistance in these tough times. Donations to the campaign will be matched up to $15,000 and can be made online at shelburnecommunitykitchen.ca/ or through Canada Helps at canadahelps.org/n/charities/shelburne_community_kitchen. J. Bell at timescolonist.com.